The largest mosque in the Northwest has a new sign, but it's not just a concrete slab telling you you've reached your destination. It's a response to what the community calls an act of hate. KUOW's Kate Walters has more.
Oh, so I just got some advice here that if we alternate right and left hands, we can fit in more hands. Okay, let's do that.
That's Anila Afzali. She's advising political and faith leaders from across the region on how to place their hands in wet cement. They're leaving their mark on the base of a new sign for the Muslim Association of Puget Sound. It's a show of unity, just a couple of weeks after the old sign was vandalized.
We have refused destruction and favored construction with our own handprints here. We have overlooked differences and emphasized the commonalities. We have rejected hate and replaced it with love.
Mahmoud Kadia is the president of the association. He was disappointed by the vandalism, but he says it's an opportunity. They didn't just replace a sign. They launched a new program to foster partnerships between communities and ensure all people feel they have a place in the Northwest. Anila Afzali will run that program. It's called AMEN, American Muslim Empowerment Network.
Anybody who engages in acts of fear or hatred or violence, we're going to respond to it with love, with solidarity, with unity, and use it as an opportunity to bring our community together and make these clear statements.
Afzali and other mosque members are inviting the person who damaged their sign to meet with them and learn more about their community. In Redmond, I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.